In The Manchurian Candidate, Meryl Streep plays a U.S. senator who's powerful, determined, and insane. Her character holds a strategy meeting with executives of a defense contractor.
I thought we understood each other.
I think we do. I think we really do. Your God is money.
Oh, and yours is?
No, I'm a believer. I am an optimist. I believe in the future. And people who do, the ones who make history instead of
Ellie.
Just sitting around watching it. Oh, God, where are all the men anymore? My father, Tyler Prentice, never asked, is this okay? Is this okay? He just did what needed to be done.
Meryl Streep has done what was necessary to evoke dozens of women on screen, and even the occasional man. In New York City last week, she was preparing for future roles. She was on her way to try on a new character's clothes, and she was drawing inspiration from people she saw on the street.
There's just a woman standing outside NPR just now, and I wouldn't be able to play her because she was quite young and very, very, very pregnant. She had such a pretty dress and looked like her feet hurt, and someone was keeping her waiting on the sidewalk for the 15 minutes that we were sitting there. I wondered what her story was.
Maybe that sense of wonder helps to explain how Meryl Streep has portrayed so many different people so powerfully. Just think of some of the names. Joanna Kramer, Karen Silkwood, Sophie in Sophie's Choice, Rachel Foreman in Heartburn, Susan Orlean in Adaptation.
My characters are women who lots of times might be misunderstood or misconstrued. I remembered looking at the assemblage, feeling proprietary about them and wanting to defend them against the world, defend them to you, to the audience, and sort of present a case for them.
It sounds like what the characters all have in common is your sympathy for them.
Yes. And I think most actors will tell you that even if you're playing a murderer, her heart is beating in your breast. You know, you feel it's you. Even characters that carry around significant amounts of self-loathing, you want to defend them.
Now, this movie that you're in now, The Manchurian Candidate, is a political thriller, and it comes out in a political season. There's a war on terror going on in this film. There are references to regime change.
Yeah.
You have been politically active in different ways over the years.
Minorly, I would say, yeah.
But because you are who you are, the minor involvement seems like a major thing.
Well, I think probably we shouldn't have to jettison our citizenship just because you get famous. So if somebody asks me who I'm supporting, I tell them.
At the same time, do you face the question of how do you get involved with a cause without seeming like this cliche of a movie star with a cause?
I don't know. I think you owe it to yourself to read as much as you can and know as much as you can. But I base my decisions on the world that I want for my children. That's sort of more important to me than, you know, where I stand in the movie business or anything.
You became something of a lightning rod for criticism after appearing at a fundraiser for John Kerry. You spoke about President Bush and said, I wonder which bombs Jesus, our president's personal savior, would drop on civilians in Iraq. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes, I was talking about the idea of collateral damage. It was just because I've been reading the New Testament recently, and it's very hard to reconcile some of the messages of the New Testament with ideas like collateral damage. Well, there are a certain number of innocent children that will have to be blown away.
Were you surprised that that comment and other speeches there became a news event?
I wasn't surprised that it was picked up and isolated without its context, but it's a worthwhile thing to think about.
It's fascinating to hear what you just said, because in The Manchurian Candidate, you get to play a character who doesn't believe any of that.
Doesn't believe.
Maybe would take a more practical view that sometimes there's going to be some collateral damage in order for good things to happen.
Yeah, she's not like me. I think about every five corners of every question, and I'm always wondering, well, but what if, you know?
Is there some corner of you, though, some side of you that you can draw on to play that person that you feel is so very opposite from your own self?
Sure. Well, I'd like to be that way. I would like to be as sure and as certain and cut such a clear path through everybody else's objections and any other point of view, I think it's a gorgeous landscape in which to live, the land of fundamental certainty. It's easy to live there, you know?
This is a woman, the woman you play, who
yes.
is willing to do anything, including all kinds of bizarre manipulation of people and of their minds in order to make her son president of the United States.
Well, that's from your point of view. From my point of view, as this character, has a son who was, you know, a Rhodes Scholar at Harvard and was on a trajectory that was brilliant. He volunteered for a war that he didn't have any particular patriotic feeling about.
The first Gulf War.
The first Gulf War. And then he had this dreadful girlfriend who dumped him, and he plummeted into a despair that no one could take him from. There are a lot of mothers who would sign up to solve that problem.
You've managed to show how you have sympathy even for this most despicable character.
You know, there are a lot of despicable characters that I think exist in the world right now who are extremely charming. Not everybody who does bad things presents in a horrible way. And I think this character, Ellie Shaw, is charming. I mean, there's something formidable about her and sort of terrifying but attractive, too.
When the shooting was over, did that character go home with you in any fashion?
Oh, no. The hairdo did for a while until I could grow it out and bleach it back, but...
Well, Meryl Streep, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Meryl Streep's latest film is a remake of The Manchurian Candidate.